What up, what up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, you are listening to another episode of Buffed Up Sports. Available on all major podcasting platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in for us today. But first, a little bit of housekeeping. This episode was recorded after Miguel Cabrera's walk-off hit against the Guardians. That's something to keep in mind. Another thing is that it was recorded before the Gervonta Tank Davis and Rolando Rolly Romero fight. So that's something to keep in mind. This was all recorded beforehand. It's all going out beforehand. Well, after Cabrera walked off, before Rolly and Tank. Speaking of Cabrera walked off, keep your ear out on us talking about Cabrera in today's episode, because he actually came up something important. And when I say us, I have a very special guest on. Like I just said, I have my grandfather. my grandfather is coming on today. So it's going to be an interesting interview. Hopefully you folks get to listen to conversation between us, because honestly, the conversation, it was easy for him. Because at first I asked him to come on the podcast. He was like, podcast? Because he know I got a podcast, but you know, he's still trying to figure out the world we live in today as far as technology. So he was like, podcast? Once I explained to him, I'm like, it's like no different than how we get on the phone and talk about what's going on in sports. He was like, oh, all right. So once I broke it down like that, he was cool. So anyway, I'm gonna stop talking as far as the intro go, because I'm about to talk some more as you listen to this conversation with me and my dear old granddad. So I hope y'all enjoy. Go listen. All right, folks, we got a very special guest on today. A man that's known with many nicknames. You got Junior. What's another one they call it? Doggy Dog. At least JD. We can't say JD. It's the JD. You know you bad when you put the in front of your name. Got my grandfather, John Wells. Say what's up to the people.
What's up?
You know, usually when I have people on, I'll ask them if they got anything to promote as far as social media or whatnot, but that's not the case with you. You just got an iPhone this year, your first smartphone, so I think you're going to leave that social media part alone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You mind telling the people your age, or we going to leave that out?
Leave that out.
Why you don't want to tell them your age?
Good. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you on. So, tell me about some of your earlier memories of watching sports. I'm just curious to know, like, when you was around my age, or we can even say a little younger, what was some sports you was into, and who was some of your favorite athletes growing up?
Well, in high school, I played football, good basketball, and baseball. And back then, my favorite athlete was baseball was Willie Horton. Detroit Tigers, outfielder from Detroit, Northwestern High School. From that point on, we started getting interested. Going down to the Piston Gang at the Cobo Hall. All of them, Big Bob Lanier, Dave Bean, Jimmy Walker, all of them were down there playing for the Pistons. Go over to the old Tiger Stadium, Briggs Field, they used to call it, and watch it. The Lions play the Minnesota Vikings. Between baseball, football, basketball, we kept up with sports back then. Enjoyed it.
Right on. Now, you know, you actually got me into sports. When I was little, you know, the only sport I used to watch was basketball. You know, watch my Pistons. But then you would be over, I come over, you had Lions on, you had Tigers on. I ain't really care for them back then. But now, it's like, I spent so much time, you know, especially with the Tigers, spent so much time over here on summer days and whatnot, spending the night, that I had no choice but to start watching the Tigers, and I got into it. So I guess thanks for that. But speaking of the Tigers, what's going on with the Tigers? Why can't they win a game, man? Tell me, what's going on with them?
Well, one thing, they got starting pitchers, but they can't keep them healthy. And a lot of these rookie pitchers are pitching well to be in the major for what they do. But they can't hold up against these old major leaguers. They know. Once you go around one or two times, they're going to get you. And then the Tigers ain't hitting. They hitters ain't hitting. You know, they got to hit the ball. They got to score a run. Especially when you got these rookie pitchers, they got to score a run. Then we ain't going to, these rookie pitchers going to give up 3-4 runs. But they got to score a run. And that ain't happening with the Tigers. I thought they'd do better than what they're doing this year, but over the turnaround, we don't, going to be another bad year.
Yeah, because they definitely getting late, later and later into the season. There's still a lot of season left to play. And like you said, the pitching thing, that's an issue. Obviously hard to win games when all your starting pitchers out. But like you said, when you ain't got the hitters doing what they supposed to do, it make a hard job. You know, of course you ain't going to win games. I think it's fair to say Cabrera been your best player this year.
Yeah, I agree. I almost said that Cabrera your best hitter right now. He just keep on setting records, and the rest of them ain't hitting at all.
I was like, I think we all like Cabrera, but I don't think that's necessarily the best thing either for him to be your best hitter on the team at this point in his career.
That's right. At his point in his career and his age, he the best hitter on your team. You got trouble.
Exactly. So what do you think it'll take for them to get it together? I mean, so obviously you're saying it's take the hitting to get going and the pitching to get going. Anything else they need to do to turn this season around?
Hey, right now, it's hard to say. I like Houston manager. I like him. I like a lot of their players, but he just not producing. They got to stop producing now and keep on producing. They blow too many games late in the ball game. And one of the problems I find is they get behind early and they can't catch up. Give up too many runs early, these pitchers. But then, like I said, these rookie pitchers just starting to learn. They got to quit giving up so many runs. And like I said, they got school runs because these pitchers going to give up some runs.
Now, you say they'll start off behind and then try to catch up. But you're talking about for games. See, I'm thinking that for the season altogether. You know, they don't lost so many games. It's going to be hard for them to turn it around. So, you know how last season they started off rough, but then they was able to bring it back. Do you think they could do that this year, or you think it's going to be bad all year?
Right now, it looks like it's going to be bad all year. And I'm hoping they pull it together and win some ball games, get all these ball players back hitting. Some of the players they done got not hitting. You know, outfielder Meadows ain't hitting. He ain't playing. And Bias not hitting compared to the money he make. And some of them just got to go to hitting. That's all there is to it. They ain't hitting.
Most definitely. I think we all can agree. Something got to change because it's not looking good. It's not looking good at all. Let's go into a team that has rarely ever looked good. The Lions. Now, I'm not trying to be funny when I ask this. I'm not trying to age you here. But do you actually remember when the Lions won their NFL championship, the last one they won?
I think the last one they won, I was still in high school back in the late 50s. And I don't know if Bobby Lane was a quarterback or not, but it'd been a long time ago. Back in the late 50s, the last one I think they won.
Oh, so you actually remember like that going on?
I remember the Lions, but I wasn't that interested when I was in high school. Okay. Like late on in the year, we used to go down to Tiger Stadium, Old Brick Stadium, and took all the home games.
Do you think the Lions will ever win a Super Bowl?
Not too soon. Not too soon. I love to see them do it, but I just don't see it happening for years and years to come.
If you say years, how many years we talking?
Many of them, because you got too many NFL teams that are ahead of the Lions. They've got better teams than the Lions. The Lions got a long way to go to build up to be an NFL team. And I love to see them win it, but I don't know if you're going to see it for a while.
Okay, so let's start off. That's long term. We looking long term ahead. Let's look into the short term. How you feel about this upcoming season?
They'll win more games than they won this past season. That's about it. They got some good young players. I hope they produce. And I hope the quarterback can produce. If the quarterback produce and the defense come up, they'll win a few more games. But I don't think they'll make enough to win make the playoffs.
How many games they winning this year?
Yeah. I would say 7, maybe 8.
Now you talked about the quarterback. Goff, this is last chance or what?
Yep, this is the last chance. If they don't do it this year, the Lions will be looking for a quarterback of the future, which they should be doing now. But I guess they don't want to spend that money right now on a future quarterback. Even they got to trade for somebody, you know. If Goff ain't producing by the middle of the year, they need to consider looking for a quarterback.
Most definitely, because I know they're talking about next year draft class going to be pretty decent when it comes to quarterbacks. And then I feel like Goff, I mean, you got weapons this year. You know, last year that was his excuse. I still feel like as a quarterback, you should play better. But it's like, all right, if you ain't got no weapons, I could kind of get with it. But it's like this year, you got him. So I feel like he gotta show up and show out, as they say, if he want to stay as quarterback of the Lions. So you talked about the young players a little bit. How you feel about drafting Aiden Hutchinson and Jameson Williams?
I think they got two draft first picks are good, I think. You know, even Pascal. I think they got about three or four good picks. I think once William get healthy, he gonna be a good go getter out there on the wide receivers. And I just hope Hutchinson don't get hurt or nothing like that. He'll be a good player. But they got some people to support him. You're gonna need support to play like he did in Michigan.
Yeah, I think Hutchinson is the one I'm not as worried about. And then Hutchinson, you know, he's a hometown kid. He's been in, you know, Michigan his whole life, played every level of football in Michigan. So he gonna have that part all right. I think he ready to win some games and bring that hometown team to the next level. But Jameson Williams, I'm kind of worried about him because obviously he's coming off the injury. And I've been telling people this, and I've been getting mixed reactions. I say I'm not opposed to Williams sitting the whole season because I'd rather have him healthy for his whole career. I don't want him to risk it all in his rookie season, especially if the Lions ain't doing too much this year. So do you want to see him play this year, or you say go ahead, keep him out too?
If the doctors all agree that he's healthy enough to play, he want to play, let him play. But if they agree that he's not going to further damage his career, go ahead and let him play because he wants to play.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue that. I can't argue that because a part of me also just do want to just see him play. I mean, we all know before the injury, he was the number one wide receiver in the draft class. So if we – and then the fact we traded up for him too. It's like you going to trade up, you better show me something. So the fact we traded up, we went from 32 to 12 – yeah, so you better show me some. All right, so hopefully the Lions, you know, do a little something this year. It'd be nice to see. I think they, you know, out of all the owners and regimes and, well, not owners, but all of the GMs and regimes the Lions have had, this is the one I've been the most hopeful about in a long time, probably since 2011 when they made the playoffs for the first time in, 10 years. So I think they about a season or two away. The one thing about the NFL that's different than other sports, you could be bad, you know, 1 year and then come back the next good because the roster changes so much. You know, all the different players. So who knows what the Lions, but it's the Lions, man. So you never could be too sure. And then moving on to another team. Now we just talked about the Lions, just had their draft, the Pistons. Their draft is coming up. They just had the lottery. The Pistons was projected to get number 3. We fell to 5. What are your thoughts on that? How you feel that we got the 5th pick?
Not bad. I mean, you know, I know they had the 3rd worst record, but with that lottery pick, that don't mean you're going to get the 3rd pick or the 2nd pick or the 1st pick. But the number 5, there's some good boys out there. I like them. I like the boy Murray out of Iowa. I like the boy out of Purdue. You're gonna get a good player, you know. Even the other guy they talking about, Sharp. I don't know nothing about him, but they gonna do their homework. They're gonna get somebody that's gonna help them.
That's actually my next question. Anybody in particular you wanted? And the one thing about Troy Weaver, I think we could put our trust in him that he gonna get somebody good. We gotta think back, for one, back to the OKC days. He's the one that said go get Westbrook when nobody's really looking at Westbrook. So he was the one that made it known, like, no, go get Westbrook. And Westbrook turned out to be a Hall of Famer. I don't care what you say. And no, I know a lot of people try to clown him now in this play style, but Westbrook a Hall of Famer. So I feel like anytime you get a Hall of Fame talent, you did something right. So I'm kind of like you. I knew, of course you wanted number one. It would have been nice to get number one again, but it's Detroit. We knew we weren't getting number one again. And then as far as the 5th pick, it wasn't the worst thing in the world, but it wasn't the best either, you know? It's like, it's kind of mediocre. It's like the excitement from last year is definitely not there this year. But it's kind of in a good way, too, because, you know, last year with the draft, everybody knew Cade Cunningham was going to be the number one pick. This year, we don't know who the number one pick is. We don't know nothing. Like, honestly, all we know is the first 3 picks. And we don't know what order those 3 picks are going in. And then even with the top 10's all over the place. Like, there's no set pick. Like, last year, everybody knew 1, 2, 3, the exact order and everything. This year, we just have an idea of who could go. in that top 10. So it's going to be a real interesting month. I'm honestly kind of already over the draft talk. I'm ready to just get it over with. Everybody been arguing about who we should get. I don't care. I'm like, just give me a good player, man. That's all I want. Give me somebody to run with Kay and the rest of the young boys, and we good. Like, I just want a guard. I ain't going to lie. I do want a shooting guard. Obviously, you don't need a point guard, but I do want a shooting guard because all your three bigs or forwards or whatnot out of Paolo, Chet, and Jabari, they're going to be gone by the time the Pistons pick. So I say at that point, just get a shooting guard, call it a day. Do you think we're going to trade for that 7 pick? There's some rumors saying we're going to trade Jeremy Grant, try to take Portland pick. What do you think?
I would be surprised if they got a pick available. Let's say, what pick is Portland?
7.
If they get Portland pick at 7 and get 5 and 7, they get 5 and 7?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to talk about.
Man,
well, the Pistons would give Portland Jeremy Grant and probably some other players or who knows what. Portland would send the 7 pick and who knows what. And then, yeah, so Pistons would end up with 5th and 7 on draft night.
If that's the case, if they take Jeremy Grant for the 7 pick to Portland, good deal. Then you can get Murray out of Iowa, and you can get Ivy out of Purdue. Get both of them.
Or even Sharp.
Oh, yeah, even Sharp. Two of them three, either one of them be good.
I was going to say, because 2 out of 3 going to be there at that point, so you're right.
2 out of 3 be good. That would be a good deal for them.
Even Ben Mathurin.
They get 2 out of 8. Top 7 or 8, that would be good. That would be a good.
It's also a rumor saying we might trade up to 4th, even though I don't believe that one as much. And then another rumor going around is we might use Jeremy Grant for a sign and trade to get DeAndre Ayton, big man out of Phoenix. How would you feel about that?
I'll take that, but I don't think Phoenix let him go. He gonna get a big contract, but I don't think Phoenix let him go.
You think so?
I'll take Ayton.
Well, because you know he hasn't been offered his contract extension yet.
I know. So, and they talking about he a free agent or whatever. I don't know if he was free restricted or what, but he's a free agent. So I'll take that. If Phoenix want to do that, I'll take that one.
Okay. And, you know, speaking of all these trades and whatnot, I feel like a player that would be included in one of the packages is Killian Hayes. I think it's time to go ahead, let him go. The one thing about everybody, you got those who do want to trade him, everybody's like, trade him. You're not going to get anything from trading him. You're going to have to include him in a package. But as far as Killian Hayes, do you have any overall thoughts? Are you pro Killian? Keep him, let him grow. He's going to be somebody one day. Or are you over the Killian Hayes experience?
I think they wasted the draft pick when they took it. They should have took somebody else.
Who would you have wanted? Who would you have wanted? Cole Anthony, Tyrese Halliburton? Who is the one you wanted?
Cole Anthony would have been a better pick after what he produced down there. He'd been a better pick. But I know they talking about Killian Hayes improved this year. But if they get somebody improved the team with Hayes in the package, I would go for it.
So you over with Killian, huh?
Yeah, to get somebody go get a good deal out of it, package, get him going away, let him go.
So let me ask you this about Killian. Do you think – I think his ceiling is a solid backup point guard at best. Are you fine with keeping him around at that, or you think there's even better backup point guards out there?
Yeah, well, he'll be a good backup. So far, he's playing good like that. But I don't know if anything better out there or not. But if you want to keep for that reason and the money ain't that big, yeah, I can go along with that.
Okay, now, do you think he'll be a starter or even a star one day? Do you think he will finally ever get it together?
Not now. Not at this point. It'd be years down the road. But I don't see it happening next 2 or 3 years.
Fair enough. Well, all right. Any last thoughts you have about the Detroit sports world or just anything in general? I'm going to let the mic go to you, and you can just have your final say on everything.
All I got to say, all the Detroit sports teams are up and coming, I hope. The Lions got a long way to go. The Red Wing got a long way to go. The Tigers got a long way to go. I think the Pistons probably be a little bit more advanced than any of them right now. But hopefully the Lions, within the next 2 years, will get it together and get back into the playoffs.
That's that. Well, all right, folks. All right, thank you for coming on. I'm glad to have you. Glad to finally have you on, because, you know, shoot, how long we been talking sports, me and you?
Long time.
Probably since I could talk, right?
Yep.
So I'm glad that we finally got to do it for the public this time. So that was fun. I'm glad you was able to come on.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And that was my grandfather. So, like, I'm glad I was able to get him on because, you know, he got a lot of perspective. You know, he's watched a lot of sports in his life, and he's seen a lot. So I'm like, hey, maybe he can explain some of the things going on, give his opinion on what he think going to happen, what he don't think going to happen. I thought it was a nice touch to add. With that being said, again, he don't have any social media, so no social media on his end to promote. Oh man, but anyways, y'all, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts, at rj_hunt36. Send me a friend request on Facebook at rj hunt. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review, please, because I love to hear the feedback. And if you love today's episode, send it to a friend. If you want to financially support the show, go to anchor.fm/buffedupsports/support. Again, that is to become a supporter. The link is anchor.fm/buffedupsports/support. Become a supporter today, please. Now, just remember to follow these words. Spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth, and don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace.